the only one that is chai. So there it is reference to the case where he pushed him shaloi bikavone. And shaloi bikavone. If shaloi bikavone, why does he pay dalet dvarim? Obviously, he pushed him like ruach mitzuyo. Shaloi bikavone, but it was in the pchine of ruach mitzuyo. Still, we say that he doesn't part of the barbeir. Why do we say that if a person bikavone pushes somebody into a bear, so the balabir is perfect, and if a person pushes bikavone, I mean, if Ruven pushes Shimon into the bear that was dug by Levi, so then bikavone, so then Ruven is the only one is chayev, and Levi is potter. But if Ruven pushes Shimon into the bear that was dug by Levi, shaloi bikavone, then Ruven has to pay half, and Levi has to pay half. What's the difference? So the plain pshat liflug is because when can two be shutfim? I can discuss it, but that's how it's mashma. When can there be two shutfim in the chiyuv tashlumim if they are equal partners in perpetrating the hezek? So if let's say Ruven is shaloi bikavone and the balabir is chayev because of leishmeranu, and Ruven is also chayev, why? Not for the ma'isa hezek, but because he was negligent, so you have two mazikim who are negligent.
Right.
The Ruvain is negligent,
and
the Balabor is negligent. So they have to share. They are both liable. Mashein kein, if Ruvain bikavone pushes him, so apart from negligence, Ruvain is chayev for the ma'isa hezek. Maki behemi yishalmenu yishki it mum v'amisei. Kasha also kein also kein shalom lekein also kein, so some mili is chayev for the ma'is hezek, so Ruvain is chayev for the ma'is hezek, and Levi is only chayev, can only be chayev for being negligent. Some mili they don't share the liability, so he pays. But then the question is, if it is true according to this thesis that the mechayev for the ma'is ha'ezek applies not only when he's a mezid gomor, even when he's a sheik, kol of the mezid, when he's a pesheya, and here is beruach mitzuyo, because if it's shaloi beruach mitzuyo, so then there's no chiyuv of dalet dvarim. So mele the mechayev. So if we are going to say that by sheik kol of the mezid, so the chiyuv is for the ma'isa hezek, so even shaloi bikavone, the balabir should be poter. And Tesfa says that there is a difference between kavone mamesh and shaloi bikavone, even pishya gomo. So we have to say that when is there a chiyuv for the ma'isa, only when it's bikavone mamesh. But when is it pishya sheik or the mezit, then the mechayev is only the lishmerenu. And still, there is a chiyuv of dalet dvarim, so it's a raya from this teisves that even the chiyuv of lishmerenu can also be mechayev in dalet dvarim, not only the ma'isa hezek. So what I said in this teisves, but it will not come from. But we have to look up the whole sugya at the end of the second period. We gabi goles tzmach nischav nizrishtayim nizor akaba. All right, that's it.
You're not through with the Sinyan.
No, I'm not through.
1st time, the taste list. We finished a long taste list because it's bare benai, as he could. And the gist of the taste list is because taste list is a kasha at the end. Vim te name, bare be odom, name. He chos in Mali Beer Bodum Shachimat Gomle. Machine King, let's say, the Adamaziki, like Chen, Regal. So there it's not Mise of Gomle, the Yishlima, the Osen Nibeya Beodom Yoshi. And Nathan in Agag Beruach Shin Mitsio, the Chayev Kidomle come and be safe Berg Shane. So the question arose, why does this emphasize mibeya v'yodem yosh. So that is not Maisav Gomel, implying that Odom that is Eir, so it's Maisav Gomel. Monefshah, after all, is there a special chiyuv by Yoshe? The same chiyuv, Odom Moed Leila. So Monefshah, if Yoshe is not Maisav Gomel, so even Eir is not Maisav Gomel. Why does Thesis emphasize that only Yoshein is not Maisav Gomel, but Odomea Shehizik is Maisav Gomel? The answer is that apparently there are two mechayvim by Odom HaMazik. First of all, there is a mechayev of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof because of the Pshia. The same mechayev that we have by all the other Nezikim, by and Chen Regel, because the owner, the Bailin, was negligent. He's mechuyev to watch his mummy that no damage, no injury hits you from his mummy. So a person is mechuyev to watch his goof and his keach that no damage, no injury should ensue from his goof or from his keach. So it's a mechayev, a general mechayev of Shmiras, of Shmiros Yalach. And when Rove says, Kishodis Be'er Binaya Ash Yekule Bama'atzad Libam Mikeren, so it's a general Mechal of Shmiros Yalach. So Lugabe Dada Maziki meets Shmiros Momene Shmiros Yalach, and Gabi Odom meets Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. And we mentioned the Raya. We see that Gabi Odom HaMazik and Gabi Chevel, there is a chiyuv of Huzak also. Huzak. Huzak is, let's say, Ritzeach and Abi Chayev Nise for Huzak, because there has to be a mice. But here, there the Mechayev is the Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. Some Mele is Chayev by Hizik and by Huzak. And let's say, there is a Machlekes Rishenim between Teisves, Daflamed Aleph, and the Rosh in Borokame, in the case where, let's say, the Kadorim, they walk together, holding on to each other, and then they fall. So one slips, Memele pushes down all the others also on the ground. So if we say that Niskol Pesheya, then if somebody trips over them, so then he's certainly chayev tzaron amazi. Mele is chayev even for killing too. But suppose we say niskalaf pishia, but hoyolilamid leomat, he had enough time to stand up and he didn't stand up. Mele, in the meantime, a person passed by and tripped over him, and he injured himself, and then he broke his vessels. So then there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rosh and Briz. Teisves says that the chiyuv is misarod ma'amazik, so maybe it's chayev for killing too. Well, it's not different than the case of the Balchovyes or Balkeiro, where they walk in the street and then they bump into the Balchovyes, bumps into the Balkeo. If the Balkeo, let's say, happened to stand when he was not supposed to stand up, and then the Balchovyes bumped into him, so the Balkeo was completely passive. So the Balchovyes was huzak in the Balkeo. The Balkeo was completely passive. So the halacha is that since the Balkeo was negligent in stopping, he had no business stopping, so Mimele is chayev. So there, and he's chayev in Sarodon HaMazik, so he's chayev horaye. He's chayev for the Chovyes too, if it had been because of Be'er, so Be'er is Potran Kelim. So there it's a Mishnah for Reshes, that he's chayev in Sarodon HaMazik. But in the case of the Kadorim, when they fall down, if we say Niskal, Lav Peshea, but Hoyol Amid Liomad, so he's chayev. If somebody trips over him, there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh and Mugiezer. Teisva says he's chayev because of Odom HaMazik. So Memele is chayev not only on the Niski Gufei of the person who was Isaac, but Ibman Niski Mameini. Let's say he had a chovies with him. So Memele and he broke. He's also chayev. And Rosh Muki Yisef say no. He's chayev on the score of Beir. And Beir is Potrankir. Now, why? But in the case of Balchovius or Balkeo, everybody agrees that he's Chayim Zadon HaMazik. The Balkeo is Chayim Zadon HaMazik, even though it's Uzak. So why, in the case of Niskal, if we say Niskal Af Peshe'el, but Hoyolam if Leomad, and then somebody trips, so the Rosh and Muki Yisef say that he's Chayim Mitzad Beir. So Rabbi Peretz say there's a difference. In the case of Chovius and Balkeo, Reuven and Shimon, he's walking with a beam on his shoulders. And then Shimon is walking with a Chovius on his shoulders. And then Reuven, who carries the beam on his shoulders, just stops, and he is negligent. And then Shimon bumps into him. So then, if Reuven had been dead, could that Hezekiah have occurred? No. If he had been dead, it couldn't have occurred. So it occurred only because he was living. So Memele is Chayzer Mazik. But in the case of Reuven and Shimon, let's say, walking together, holding on to each other, and then Reuven slips, and Memele Shimon also falls down on the ground, and Niskalav is here, but he had time to stand up, and Shimon did not stand up, and then Levi trips over him, so then his existence as a voluntary agent, as a living human being, is not a factor. He could have been dead, so the same has it, even if he had been dead. So Levi could have tripped over him. Suppose Shimon, when he fell down, had a heart attack and he died. Then Levi could have just as much tripped over him. So since his existence as a voluntary agent is not a condition in the mitzias of the Hezek, so Mimele he's Chayim Sabeya. But in the case of Balkir and Balchavis, even the Rosh, that's a mission for Reshes, he's Chayim Zadon HaMazik, even though it's Uzak. So why is it Chayim? Because of Shmiras Gufi Olofu, not because of the Maizez. But there is a parsha in the Torah, in the Meir, Yichoch of Dalet, Posik Chavale, Umake Vehino Yishalmeno, Umake Odom Yumos, Umake Vehim Yishalmeno, that Odom Dizik Shea, not Odom Dizik Odom, Make Vehim Yishalmeno. So that's a Chiyu de Mechayev is the Mayisayez, not Shmiras Gufa Olof. And then Odom Dizik Odom, so we have the Posik in Mishpoti, Chiyo Rivon Anoshi. Riven and Oshim, Viko Ishes Reu, Beben, Begrave, Viloyomus, Vinofal Mishkov, in Yokum, Visala Bachutz, and Shante, Viniko Amako, Rakshifte, Yitin, Rapirat. So there is also the Maisechlo, and there is a Chiyuv Ibn of Dalidvor, not just Nezik. So we have, so we got the other Mazik, we have a special posik. And we have a special posik in Yokum Visalabachusal Mashantim Nika Makashit Rape, that Maisako is Haif. But then we have a general Mechaif, Kishodis Beir Vechad Minai. So the Mechaif the chiyuv of Kishodis Beir is based upon one general mechayev, Shmiros Olach. Where does Shmomene Shmiros Olach or Adam Shmiras Gufi, it doesn't make any difference. So you have two mechayev. So Teisvi says, that's why Teisvi says, the Kash. Vim Teima, Veiche, Vim Teima, Mibir Vodan, Namei, Chosem, Male, Bir Vodan, Shechim, Eisef, Gomel, Vishlim, Adosim, Bir Vodan, Yosh, Oy Nefim, Agag, Beruach, Shem, Nitzio, the Chayev is Chayevness. Why does this emphasize? Nefim, Agag, Beruach, Shem, Nitzio, why couldn't he say Ruach Mitzuyo? Why does he mention Odom Yoshin? Why doesn't he mention Odom Eir? The answer is because Odom Eir or even Nofam Nagag Beruach Mitzuyo, so there it's Maisav Gomorrah, there is Chayev Mitzad, the Posik of Maki Behim Yishalmeno, Maki Behim Shalmeno, or Kriyarivun Anoshin for the Maisakoi. So he couldn't learn out from that because it's Mice of Gomorrah. Mashin ki Bashem Baregel is not Mice of Gomorrah. But we have a chiyuv of Odom mitzad shmire, mitzad pshie. So that is not Mice of Gomorrah. That is not Mice of Gomorrah. So that's why Tezis emphasizes Yoshin and Ruach Sheinu Mitzio. Because Ruach Mitzuyo, there is a chiyuv of Dalet Vorim also. And Rashi, there's the Gemara in the second period. And the Dafrovov, Amud Aleph, after the Mishnah says, Odom Moed Leilom, Ben Shei, Ben Lezi, Ben Eir, Ben Yoshin, Simei, Esen Chaveri, Vishibas Akelim, Nishalim, Nezek Sholim. So, Koton is Simei, Esen Chaveri, Dumi, Vishibas Akelim, Maosom, Nezekin, Abot, Vorim Lei, Af Simei, Esen Chaveri, Nezekin, Abot, Vorim Loi. The Lord Rashi says, "Afsime esin chaveri b'sheigeg nezekin abod vorm lei tli mechayv abod vorm loy meizid oy korav le meizid dumye dechiyarivun anoshim dehosom ksiv ripu v'sheves dehosom ksiv ripu v'sheves." So Mele Rashi emphasizes, when is there a chiyuv dalet vorm only meizid or korav le meizid? Or korav le meizid. But Sheyek is Pata, but Korav Lemeizid is Chayev. Where do we find a distinction between Sheyek and Korav Lemeizid? In Kolater Kula Legabe Chatos, there is no distinction. Sheyek is Chayev Achatos. Whether it's Sheyek or Sheyek Korav Lemeizid or Sheyek Korav Leines, unless it's an honest gomo of my Havel Mevat, then it's Pata Achatos. But so there's the Droshe in the Sefri Lanaro Lissasudovo. Ein Lanaro Chit Mishpat Moves Ki Ashi Yoko Mish Al Rei O Tzoche Kin Adovar Aze. Ein Lanaro Chit Mishpat Moves Shein Chayev Chatos Shein Chayev Kor. So where is the Nonus Gomo? So then is Potter of Kor also. Mashein Kei Sheigeik, whether it's Sheigeik or Lemezin or Sheigeik Stam or Sheigei Korav Leines. By Ritzeach we have three categories: Sheigei Korav Leines, Sheigei Korav Leines, and Sheigei Stam. Goles is only shayach if he's shaving. Not shayach of amazing, not shayach of lanes. If he's shayach of lanes, so then he's potter of goles. And he's potter of goles because he doesn't need a kapor of goles. He's not guilty enough to be chayiv goles. If the gil adam kills him, so it's chayiv mises eritzeach. Sheikh of amazing is not gila either, but in a different sense. Sheikh of lanes is not chayiv goles because he's not chayiv goles. But Sheikh of amazing is not chayiv goles because he's got to have been insane, because goles cannot be mechapering. Goles can be mechaper only if he's a sheikh stop. Sheikh of amazing. Goles cannot be mechaper. But if the gil adam kills the ritzeach sheikh of amazing, he's better off missing. If the gil adam kills a ritzeach sheikh of leines, he's chayiv missing. If the gil adam kills a sheikh after he walked out from the Orniklot, or as he's going to the Orniklot, he's also potter. And the Mishnah Makis says that when the Galadam had to go to Orniklot, so the Sanhedrin used to send him to Talmidei Chachamim, they should warn against anybody who tries to kill him, you know, under heat of fury. So that means if somebody kills the Ritzeya B'Shege while he's going to the Olimiklot, he's part of his. Of course, it's a terrible thing if he does it, but he's part of his. But if he kills him in the Olimiklot, he's chayiv mis. And if he walks out of the Olimiklot and the Galadam kills him, he's part of it. Shege called him Mezi, he's not Gele. But whenever the Galadam kills him, he's potter. But Sheikh of Leides, so the Galadam is chayiv mis. So Baritziach, we have three categories, three levels. Sheikh Stam and Sheikh of Leides, Sheikh of Leides. Sheikh of Leides is potter of Goles. He doesn't need Goles. Sheikh Stam is chayiv Goles. And Goles is Mechapa. Sheikh of Leides is not Gele because Goles is not his sufficient Einish for him, the version. So, some male in the Galadam kills him, he's potter. But in Klater Kulik, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'Sheikh, or is Mechal Shabbos B'Sheikh called amazing, or is Mechal Shabbos B'Sheikh called Lainis, Hatzara Shoreshaben is Chayev Echatz. Here, so you only find the distinction between Sheikh and Sheikh called amazing. Ligabi Ritzeach. Here Rashi mentions the distinction between Sheikh and Sheikh Ol Mezid. Ligabi Dalet Vod. That Odom Ued Leilom Mivn Sheikh, that applies only to Nezik. But Dalet Vodin, only Mezid or Sheikh Ol Mezid. So we have to understand that. What's the significance of Sheikh Ol Mezid? We only find the distinction between Sheikh and Sheikh Ol Mezid Ligabi Goles. But Rashi mentions that Ligabi Dalet Vorim also. Nezekein Abad Vorim Lei. Tli Mechayv Abad Vorim Eloi Mezid Tikol Vemezid Dum Yedech Yerivon Anoshim Dosom Ksiv Ripu Vishemes. So what does it mean, Dosom Ksiv Ripu Vishemes? So that means Ligabi Dechiv of Dalet Vorim, according to Rashi, he's chayev for the Maisach Vorim. For the Maisach Vorim. Mimele, if he is chayev for the Maisach Vorim, so he has to be Mezid or Sheikh of Mezid. But Sheikh is potter. But Sheikh in Kolatere Kule, Sheikh of Mezid is considered like Sheikh Ligabi Chatos. The answer is Ligabi Ritzeach. There is a distinction between Sheikh and Sheikh of Amazit. Sheikh of Amazit gets Goles, Sheikh Stam gets Goles, and Sheikh of Amazit doesn't get Goles. So what kind of Allah is it? Now, we also find the significance of Sheikh of Amazit Ligabi Beneach. Beneach is Chayim Mise for the Zayim Mitzvahs. So Beneach, if he's either on the Zayim Mitzvah be Sheikh, he's Potter of Mise. He's part of Mis. But if he's Eiver and the Zayim Mis in the Neach, she calls him Ezid, then he's chayv. He's chayv. Why? Because Hoyo, let's say, Eima Muta. So Hoyo Lilil Midolomat is not plain Shege, Ki Shege called him Ezid. Now, but Avimelech, the Gemara in Maki says, Avimelech was Nitzel. Because he didn't touch her, the Ben Yishom didn't let her touch her. But suppose he had been a veyer, so then he would be chayiv mis, because even though he was a sheik, he thought she was not an ishishi, she was a pnuye, but he was at fault for not knowing it, because he didn't make the right inquiries. He asked about the wife, he should have asked Avraham Avinu whether he needs a home. Some melee he would have gotten all the information, but he didn't act morally. He asked a rear bully here, so he inquires about Tzore. Some melee Avraham Avinu couldn't have told him because he was afraid. Varaguni. Some melee he's Avimelech was a sheik of the Mezid, and if he had been Nichshol Isor, he would be Chayav Mise. But he was not Nichshol Isor. So we see Ligabi Beneach, sheik of the Mezid is Chayav Mise. But sheik Stam is Potter. What kind of Eden is it? Ligabi Yisrael, so sheik is also Chayav Kom, and is not Chayav Mise. And sheik is not even Chayiv Koras either, Sheik. I mean, even Sheik Hov Meirit is not Chayiv Koras, but he's Chayiv Ko. But Legabi Bneach, there is a distinction between Sheik Hov Meirit and Sheik Stam. Now, there is a Loshna Rambam in Perek Daled in Hilchas Ishus. She's muteres lebayros. He loy nitvisa, or nitvisa muteres. So the Rambam says in Pirkei Daled Mechasishes Halacha Chof, Noshim shegonvo isam listim, harein kishvuis, shein anusis, umuteres lebaleim, viminichum viholchol listim meatzmon, hareilu birotzin, vasures lebaleim, vidina shegiges. Vidin an eneses shashgogo tzadines yeshbo. So the Rambam says the justice as the yishishish shezin sobeines is mutaras lebailo, so yishishish shezin sobishgogo is also mutaras lebailo. Suppose she didn't know that it was somebody else, she thought it was her husband, it was dark, and she didn't know. And then it turned out that it was not her husband. So she's Mutaras Labayla, she's Yisrael, she's Mutaras Labayla. So the Rambam explains it, why she's Mutaras Labayla. Bishleime ligabe, let's say, kolatir kule, if somebody's Michal Shabbos, bishgogo, so he's part of Nisa, because there is a special p'tur of shgogo for Mise, from Kores, and the Chiyuv Kol. But Gabei Shishishe Zinso, there is no aloche of Sheyik in Teras Lepayim. The Torah says, V'hi loy nitviso. Ho nitviso muteres. What is nitviso? Minanu sabeinis. But shgogo, she was not forced. Why is she in Teras Lepayim? There is no aloche of ishishish shezin so bishgogo mitaras labayim. The aloche is only ishishish shezin so beines mitaras labayim. So bishgogo, she made a mistake. She thought that it was her husband, and it turned out to be somebody else. So why should she be mutaris lebailo. It's not anus. So the Rambam says, because every shgogo is considered an anus also. In other words, there are two kinds of ones. There is an anus, the droshe in the Zefri is as follows. The lenaro lisase davo. In lenaro, chayit mishpat moves. Ki akayoko miish al reyu, uri tzoche ikein hadovar hazeh. Nara lisase davo, ein la nara chit moves, kasha yokum, isha rei utsochi nefesh, kein adover haze. So, the Sifri says, la nara lisase davo. So, he says, lisase davo, that ein li elo, Mrs. Bezden, chorus also. So, that is potter. Ein lanaro chayit moves kasher yokum mishal reyu sheptura afilu min hakol. So in other words, we learn it out, it seems from these three that we learn it out, it's two different things. First of all, there is aloche, a general din, lanaro is hasadok, that anonus is potter of mise, potter of chorus, anonus. Nadaf ke onus gomu of my habel mevat. Anyone who has a chalei shem onus, let's say the Rambam Shiti is that even the three averes that is yor gol yaveir, but if all of them are akimu ritziche, so he's potter of onus, because an onus is. Could you say that it's my habel mevat? But my kind of my if a naro. Amoroso is vape, so my Avraham Evad, what could she have done? I mean, Basode, she couldn't have saved herself. So my Avraham Evad, so she's not even a chitas. But, the three Averis, Yorgwal Yaveh, what do you mean? My Avraham Evad. He told him, you kill this one, if you don't kill this one, we'll kill you. So he said, all right. I'll kill this one, and he killed this one. So, my Avraham Nevat, he was even on the Torah says, Yolgo Yaveh. It's not easy, of course it's not easy, but you couldn't say, my Avraham Nevat. So it's a din on us, it's not mamish on us. Mamish on us means like an arrow that was nensa, that was forced, that was raped. What could she have done? So that arrow we say in the Vida in Kippur, Al chayit shechotonu lefanecho beinus uberotzin. It's not mistaber that if in Aram Rosso was raped without any fault, if let's say she was at fault because she went to places where she shouldn't have gone, so then she has to be misvadi. But suppose she is tzadikes, she didn't go anywhere, and somebody came and raped her.
Was it basode or ba'ir?
What?
Was it basode or ba'ir?
No, basode. I mean, basode ba'ir doesn't mean sodiya. Sodiya means that ba'ir, or there are people around, but suppose the rapist comes into the house with the master key, and it's in the house, it's ba'ir. So what if it's ba'ir? But it's ba'ir. So the ba'ir means that ba'ir he could have screamed. But suppose his ba'ir couldn't have screamed. Couldn't have screamed. And if she screams, he would kill her immediately. So then, it's basode. So it's not shayach to say that she's mochayevus and the tshuve. This is exactly the reason why the Rambam Perek Aleph Meches Tshuva Aloha Aleph says, Kol mitzvah she shabateiro b'nese b'nuisese Kol mitzvah she shabateiro b'nese b'nuisese imo v'arodom lachas mem בין בזודן בין בשגוגו כשיעשה תשובה ויושם חטוי חייב לשאול את נעקר באורך סוד הרמב״ם מזמידאיק בין בזודן בין בשגוגו why doesn't he say בין בזודן בין בשגוגו בין בינס the answer is בינס לערם רוסו שזינסו בינס בסודה in other words she couldn't have done anything to save herself she's not for you the tshuva she's not a chitas what is she chitas what could she have done my avil meva so in other words there are two aloch so mil is no chiv tshuva so why do we say al chay tshachotan ulfanecho beines uverotzein why beines the answer is we don't mean beines like nara hamoroso shenenso basode what she couldn't have done anything Well, we are on simal pedin, but it's not the innes of my level, like the anusim in Spain, you know. They won't miss an effort themselves. All right, so the Okoshalades, all the Vishnim say, Richelus, Rivosh, they were the Okoshalades, everything. They are not Rishoyim, but Chatoim, Chaitim, they are. The difference, Choshim means we made it, and Chaitim is even Vishayik. And that's a Gemara in Shabbos. Is there a Gemara Shabbos? What is Yitzri on Tzilek?
Maybe.
What's Yitzri on Tzilek?
In any case, even when it's Mezid, even when it's Rotzen.
That's Yitzri on Tzilek. That means an honest. So why does he get onshin?
It's not all this mamish, okay?
Yeah, that means in a different sense, he says. There's a machleikes. In the morgen Shabbos, the Samaches on the days between Mundus and the Chachomi, a tinnik shenishbo bein anochrim, and he didn't know about Shabbos, and he was mechal Shabbos 1,000 times. But then he became about Shuvei, whether he's chayev to bring a chatus. So there's a machlekes. Machleikes between Mumbes and the Chachomim. The Chachomim say he's chayv achatus. He's not an onus gomo. He's not an onus gomo. And Mumbes says he's an onus gomo. So the Machleikes is ligabe itinik shenishbo shaloi. Yoda das Hayhudi meila. Itinik shenishbo didn't even know that there was such a thing as Shabbos for many years. Then when he found out, he became a Baal Tshuva. So Mumbe says he's potter of the chatus because he's an honest. And Chachon say if he's lohika b'sayud me'ilom, if he's even though he's lohika b'sayud me'ilom, he's still chayv chatus. So the Gemara says as follows: that's a mechesnut base. Klalomo gishabes. Kolashechiyach hika shabes. Vosom loch esarbe v'shabos esarbe in chayv lachas. Kizat, tinnik shenishbo bin anochim, v'ger shenizgaya bin anochim, v'osom loch esarbe v'shabos esarbe in chayv lachas esachas, v'chayv l'adam achas, v'lachile v'achas, l'avizo achas. In other words, tinnik shenishbo. So, let's see, 20 years, he didn't know anything. That's what he told him. He didn't know anything. He didn't know there was such a thing as the Knesset Yisrael. He didn't know anything. And then when he found out, he became Baal Tshuva. And in the 20 years, he was Eivir. He was Mechal Shabbos many times, and he ate Chilev many times, and he ate Dam many times. So the Chachomim say that he has to bring a Korban, Anich Aleya. But not Anich Maiseh, because it was one Shgogo, you see. He's somebody who's a Jew who knows, but he forgets and he thinks a certain chatiche. At the table he shumed and he eats at once. Then the following week or the next day or even the same day, there's another chatiche. and the same table, another table, he also thinks as a human. So the sibe is different sibes. The reason is why he ate this chatich of chilev, because he was a sheyeg in the mitzvahs of this chatich. So mele he brings the chatos anich kazais anich chilev of chilev. But here tinik shenishbo, it's one sibe, it's one ignorance. It's not there are different ignorances. It's one. So mele is mechuyev to bring one chatos anich avir. According to Chachamim, Umumbes Peter. Why? Because Mumbes considers a tinik shenishbo in Anochim liyodat das Hayudi meilom as a nonus gomo. But it means not just the nonus, but a nonus gomo of my avil merat. My avil merat. In other words, like an aram or also she's in Sabaya, she doesn't have to bring chatos because she's not even chatos. Because there's the traditional mikro of the person. When the Torah says, "Le'nara li'sase davo, ein la'nara chait moves ki asher yokum yishal reyu tzoch nefesh, kein adovar azeh." Or as the Rosh is hekesh between Ritzich and Amroso, ligabi yavo yaveh, ligabi reidik, nitlatzul nafshei. But what is the Pshutish on Mikro? The Pshutish on Mikro is what does the Torah mean? Asher yokum yishal reyu tzoch nefesh kein adovar azeh. What does the Torah mean? Pshutish on Mikro. So, they are droshes. But what is a mikro yis in pshuti also? What is a pshuti shal mikro? What is the Torah telling us? Kashi yokum yishal reyu tzoch nefesh kin adorazi. What's nafki mine? Wasn't this? In other words, the Torah is telling us that the Nara Moroso, who was raped, and she's not at fault, she's an anusof in the geder, the category of my havel nevat, she doesn't even have a shem chitas. Sheye is not a rosh, but he has a shem chit. Sheye has to do tshuv, because if somebody is a chit, somebody is a rosh or a chit, so he has to do tshuv. But naram roso, kasha yokum yishal rei or tzochin ef yonaseh. Can you say, if one person kills another person, he's a chayte, the victim. Why is he a chayte? Of course, if he went to places where there is a sakone, he is a chayte. But if he didn't do anything, if she has, then he's not a chayte. So the same thing is true of a naram or associated things. That's the definition. This is reference to an onus gomo. Onus gomo means my havel merat. But then there is a loche of lanara lisasdovo that covers all on sin, whether it's on his gomo or din on his, like the three averes, the yorgol yaveres. He's on his gomo. What kind of his gomo is? He's a chayte. But he's not considered a roshi, he's kosher leidus. It's not so simple, you know, to be misanefesh. It's very difficult. But a chayte is. He's kosher leidus, not he doesn't have a shem rosh, but he has a shem chayte. So the Sifri learns out, ein lanaro chayt moves milamei chu poter afim chu ptur afim akor. So that is learned out not from the pasuk naro lisasidovo, because from the pasuk naro lisasidovo we learn out that any is, whether it's an onus gomo or not an onus gomo, as long as it has a din on us, even though b'mtzias is not 100% on us, because he still had a choice, let's say by Yorol Yaver, to misanefesh himself. As long as he has a din on us, he's potter of mitze, of chorus, of malchus. But not of korban. Korban, only if it's an onus gomo, where it's not even mechitas. So that's why the Sifri learns out mise and malkes and chorus and mise and nishamayim from the posik nalis hasidovo. Because in order to be potter of mise and malkes and chorus and mise and nishamayim, it's not necessary that he be an onus gomor of maya v'meva. As long as he has a din onus, he's potter of mise and malchus and kolas mizishamayim. But to be potter of korban, that we learn, the Sifri learns out, ein la naro chit moves. In other words, that she's not even chitas. But somebody who has a din onus, some mele, does not, is not potter of korban. Only somebody with an onus gomor is not chitas. And that's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, of Samaches. So, kol ha-shechiyach ikar Shabbos, ve'osu meloch ha-sarbe, shabbos ha-sarbe, in ha-chayav lachas, keisa, tinik shenigilu bin anochim, ve'gar shenizgaya bin anochim, ve'osu meloch ha-sarbe, shabbos ha-sarbe, in ha-chayav lachat ha-sachas, ve'chayav al-adam ha-chas, ve'lachil ha-vachas, ve'lavizor ha-chas, ומום בספייטר, וכך היו מום בזדון לפני רבי עקיבא, הוי לו מזית קורו חייטי, ושיהי קורו חייטי, מה מזית שהוי סולו ידיעו, אף שיהי שהוי סולו ידיעו. אומר לרבי עקיבא, הרי נמזית על דרכות, סובדוס מום בסי, הוי לו מזית קורו חייטי, ושיהי קורו חייטי. קורו חייטי, מה מזית שהוי סולו ידיעו, סודן לי איזה שם חייטי, אף שיגי שויצל ידיע, מה שאין כתיניק שניש בו, he doesn't even שם חייטי. He is an honest gomor of my ever never. Some male is not shy of the supreme yikom. That's mumbes. But Chachomim Rabbi Akiva say no. Why? Because they hold. Whereas mumbes holds, the tinik shenish bo, shalo yodot das ayuhudi meilom, is an honest gomor of my ever never. So Chachomim Achirik, he's nothing. He has a dinos. Of course, a dinos he has. Even if you're the Sayyidim, you see that Rambam says that Tzedukim by Susim if they shecht and the Zachir and Rein is on. So there's no shaila as to whether the Shrite was made Gedin or not, so then the Shrite is Kshayo. But an Apikeres, one who is Kefa B'teresh or Sa B'teresh Ba'opeh, is a Mumer and the Shritos in a Vela. And Rambam says B'teresh that if somebody is a mumer avizor or mechal shabbe faresye oi an apikiris akifa b'teiro moishi b'arno b'lchash tshuve so shkatos in evelo and l'chash tshuve he says among those in l'chilik rabo whether he's kifa b'teiro shibachzavo or he's kifa b'teiro shibarupe so in l'chilik rabo so why does Rambam say zdukimu by susi shishachtu. So the Bes Yosef Nuchashkite mentions a Perush HaMishneh. Our Perush HaMishneh, there is a different Yosef. So our Perush HaMishneh, the Rambam says that if it's Tuki, Shecht, so Shetos Nevela, it's because he's a Mumer. But the Bes Yosef mentions the Perush HaMishneh, apparently it's Madore Kamele. The Rambam passes in the Chazoko, and why? Because it's Tinik Shnish, as the Rambam says in Ches Mamre, that the Aloch of Marin Lemailin applies only to Tzodik Ubaisis who are Kefa B'teiro Tchilo, but not to the children who are raised, you know, by parents who are Kofrim. So that Tinik Shnish, so some Mele, so I heard from my father, there is no stira between the two Perush HaMishneh versions. The Perush HaMishneh that we have so has reference to Tzduki by Susi, who was not raised by parents, Tzduki by Susi. So the Nishutos Nevela, and the Perush HaMishneh that the Bes Yosef Nechashrite quote cites has reference to someone the second generation Tzduki, who are raised by parents with Tzduki, so Mele is an honest. His attention, he doesn't have a din mumna. But the question is, we pasken like the Chachamim, not like Mumbes. Mumbes says, a tinnik shenish boy is potter of the korb, because he's an onus. But the Chachamim says, Chayev, he's not an onus. The answer is, it's different kind of onus. In order to be potter of korb, so a din onus is not enough. Only an onus of my havel never. So Mumbe says that the tinnik shenish boy shalish yoda, the Sayhudi Meilom, is the nonus gomor of my havel never. And because how could he have known? He didn't know there's such a thing as a Torah. And he didn't know there's such a thing as a Jewish people. So the Rabbanu Achilik, he said, what do you mean he didn't know? How did he finally find out? He heard. So he had an opportunity to see the light before he saw the light. So Mimele is not an honest God. We see there are many Bali Tshuva who didn't know anything and then they found out. So if it was possible later on, it's possible before too. So Mimele is not an honest God of my Avedera. And Mumbe says he is an honest God. But Mumbes is made, that's mentioned by Rishonim Beferash, if it is a Tinnik Shenish Bo who hikat as Hayudim, but for many, many years, he was not Chizah B'Tshuva. Then, after 20 years, he decided to do Tshuva. So then, even Mumbes is made that is Chayvikom. So Mumbes only says the Tinnik Shenish Bo Shaloi hikat as Hayudim Eilam. That's why the Rambam Lecheshgoges, he passes like the Chachomim, so he says, Tinnik Shenishba bin Akum, Shalohikia, Das Ayhudi Meilom, Vahakach, Shod Bichuve, so he says, is Chayvikob. So he mentions only, Vahikia Das Ayhudi Meilom, because in the case of Hikia Das Ayhudim, there is no machlekes between Mumbes and the Chachomim. So we pass like the Chachomim that even a tinnik shenish bo shaloi hikat as Hayudim Eilom is not an onus gomor, but a din onus he has. But legabi being potter from korban, he has to be an onus gomor. In order he shouldn't have a din of imumea, it's not necessary that he should be an onus gomor. Even a din onus is not. So the pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishes, when the Rambam says in Perek Chof Dalet, the Hilchas Ishes, aye, v'din ashegeges v'din aneneses, Perek Chof Dalet aloch echof, v'din ashegeges din aneneses echotu, shashgogo satinus yishbo. What does the Rambam mean? Because the Rambam was tries to explain something. Why do we say Ishishishes in Sobishgogo is Mutaras Lebal? After all, we don't have Exeros HaKosuf that in Ishishishes in Sobishgogo is Mutaras Lebal. We only have Exeros HaKosuf of Venus. The loy nitviso, ho nitviso Mutaras. But Shgogo is loy nitviso. So, not an anus. So Bishleim Eligabi Nisen Kores. So in Malkes we have a two of Shgog, but Ligabi is Shishesin, so we don't have a din of Shgog. So the Rambam says true, we don't have a din of Shgog, but we have a din of Enes. So Mimele, every Shegeg has a din on us. He's not known as Gomo, because there's a difference between Shgogo and the nonus gomo, but a dinonus, every sheyek has an element of anus. So but the reason as to why Ishishis in Sobishgogo is Muteras Labayla, she didn't know it was another man, she thought it was a husband. So it's not an anus of more, but a dinonus anus she has. But of course this kind of anus will have to do tshuva. But as far as being with Teres Labayla is concerned, it's not necessary that he should be an honest guy. I'm not so more, but even a din honest. So Mela, I think that the reason is why a Beneach is chayev for Shirikov and Meist, but he's not chayev for Shkog and Amesh, because by Israel, apart from the Ptur of Onus, there is a special Ptur of Shkog. Special Ptur of Shkog. Mise by Israel is only Shayach if it's Bimezit. Bimezit and Berotz. And there's Losh Narambam. That if somebody does a certain Avere, Chal Shabbos, Bimezit and Berotz. So that two Alochas. That Onus is potter of Mise by Israel and Shegek is potter of Mise. By Bneach there is no Ptur of Shalom. In Hilchas Bneach there is no Ptur of Shalom, but a din of Onus there is. By Bneach also. Some Mele, real Shegek, not Shegek of Mezit, is, as the Rambam says, Vidina Shegek is the din of Neneses. So the Ptur is because of Onus, not Onus Gomo, but Dinenes. So that's enough to be part of a missing. Mashein Kein, Shegei Kov Lemezit. So by Israel, where there is a special aloha, the Sheik is part of Misa, of course, and this Chayev Kov, so even Shegei Kov Lemezit is Chayev Kov. But by the Neach, there is no aloha of Shkogo. So, but Shkogo, real Shkogo, not Sheikov Mezit. So has a dinonus, Dina Shkogo Vidinan Neses, Echodu, Shah Shkogo Sadeines Yeshbo, some mele she's muteras, so the, but that's only if it is Shkogo Mamesh, but if it is Sheikov Mezit, so then it's not real Sheik. So then, by Yisroel is Chayvikom, because there is Aloch of Sheik. By Meneach, there is no Aloch of Sheik. So Meneach is Chayvimis. But Shkogamamesh is Potter. Is Potter Meneach also, not Mitzad Sheik per se, but Mitzad, there is no Sheik per se by Meneach. Mitzad Onus, because Vidina Shkogo, Vidina Hananeses Echadu, now, since Rashi,
would that apply by all other mitzvahs of a Benoach?
That's right.
That if it was Shogikar of Lemezit,
let's say, by Avimelech was nitzel from being nichshel, but had he been nichshel, he would be chayiv mitzvah. But he didn't know. He was not a sheik, but he didn't know. He didn't inquire like a human being. That's what the Gemara says. Rea bolia. Aliski ishti she'enli, or aliski achilu ishiya she'enli. So the Ritvoi Makkah says, it doesn't mean chas v'sholem, that if Meneach, he does not conform to Hilchas Da'acheres, he's chayiv misa. It's not one of the Zayin misa of Meneach, Da'acheres. But the Ritvoi says, but it means that he was Sheik of a Mezit. Because had he acted like a human being, according to the Acharets, like a mensch, so then he would have known that she is an Ishish. But he did not act like a mensch. He did not conform to Ilchas the Acharets. So in the Melee, he's a Sheik of a Mezit. Sheik of a Mezit, the Benech is Chayef. Why? Because only a regular Sheik, he has a dinonus. Sheik of Mezit does not even have a dinonus. So the Pshat in Rashi is.
Maybe the Rambam only has reference to Shogeg Karvalonis in the Hilchasishus.
No. Shkogam. So the Pshat in Rashi says, he says, Dafrovovin Bulukame, Absimisin Haveri, Bishayek, Nezakin about Vormley, Tlemechaiva about Vorm, Eloi Mezit, or Korvle Mezit, Dumye de Yerivun Anoshim, the Hosom Ksiv Ripovishevis. So, because because here the chiyuv is for the maisa akol, for the maisa chvole, chiyuv manosh, and there is a chiyuv even of dalet vod, only beishes na. By shei kol meiz. So the question is, Rashi says, dum yedich yeriv manosh, to osam ksiv ripu yishevus. So where does the Torah say yeriv manosh? Meiz it he kol meiz. All right, you understand meiz. Yeriv manosh, you know. A strife doesn't start up b'sheik. No. When there is a strife takes place, so it's b'mezit. But why sheik or b'mezit analogous to mezit? The answer is, Rashi is only saying that the mechayev of dalet dvorim is not the odom shmiras gufi olof for the negligence, but for the maisachvol. For the maisachvol. Some daily if it's for the Maisach, but there is no Ptur of Sheik. In Averes, for Mise and Malkes, there is a Ptur of Sheik, besides the Ptur of Ons. But there is a special Ptur of Sheik. So even Sheik, all the Mezit is Sheik. Mashink in here, there is no Ptur of Sheik, but the Ptur of Onus is a universal Ptur. And Arles Asadovo is a universal Ptur. Not only in Onshin for of Mise Malkes, any English, any Chiyuv. So the Chiyuv for the Maisech Vole, in the post that is mentioned, the Posik Chiyuv and Anoshim, Hakshif the Yitem Rapi Rapi, so the Ptur of Dinonus applies to that too. So if he's a real Sheyeik like Yoshein, so he's Potter of Dalet Vorin, it's Adonus Chachmone Pater. Is not on his gomor, but there is a din on us. So shkogo tzadenes yeshbo, she din ashgogo din anes echadu she ashgogo tzadenes yeshbo. So mainly has the Rambam doesn't mean just a minor element of anes. It means that al pidin it's on us. That's why he says tzadenes. Lafuke mameshonus, where it's not sadonus. Sadonus means a dinonus. So, but sheigik all the mezit, so it's considered sheigik, but it's not considered onus, even dinonus. So mele sheigik all the mezit is chayev dalet vor. So from this Rashi it appears that the mechayev of dalet vorin. The Mechayev of Dalet Dvorim is the Maisakoy. Mimele, Shgogo is Potter. Now, that's why I think that this thesis, the thesis says, V'yesh leima de'osem mibeya v'odom yoshin, oi nefil min agag beruach shen mitzuyo, de'chayev gidomo lekamo b'seif perishin. So, that's a mais of Gomalay. So what is a mais of Gomalay? Ruach Sheinu Mitzio, or Yoshin. That's Gogo Mamish. But Ruach Mitzio is also not Mezid Mamish, but the Sheik of the Mezid. So Rashi mentioned Sheik of the Mezid, the Gabdalid Vort. So if it's Sheik of the Mezid, there is no Ptur of Onus. So then we can't say Onus Rachmone Patre. Onus Rachmone Patre. So Mele. Some male, but some male is higher for the Maisach Vole. Mashinkin Yoshin, he couldn't be higher for the Maisach Vole because Onus Rachmone Patre. But since there is in the higher for the Mashmiras Gufi Olofu, in that is not an honest, he should have watched Yoshin. So, Inochaname, if let's say he lies down on bed, Reuven lies down on bed, and then Shimon puts Kalim in the bed, so the Yoshalme says he's Potter in Mufnezek. But if he lies down on the bed, and at the time he lay down on the bed, they already Kalim of Shimon. But he didn't anticipate that in the course of his sleep he'll stretch out his legs and he'll pray the Kalim. And then he did stretch out his legs. Some mele, he's chayev not for the maise hezek, but for the negligence. The same way as the balasher is chayev, as the balaber is chayev. So here, Adam Shmir is Gufi Olaf. He should have watched himself. He shouldn't have laid down on the bed when they are killing him on the bed. But, so that's not nice of Gama. That's not nice. All right. Yeah. Hasara Shavuot Shebed, the Gemara Davov. Lasuei Mai Omar Abaye Lasuei Avonei Sakini Masuei Sheinichon Beresh Gagei Vinoflo Birach Mitzuya Vizik. Hey, Chadam. I Bahadi Diko Azle Komas Kehain Eish Mai Shne Eish Diki Echach Amura Ben Umomein Chosh Morosh Alecho Hananami Ki Echach Amura Ben Umomein Chosh Morosh Alecho. So why do we have to deduce it from the Zeh Shovel? So it's Hainach. Well, a boss of the Naich, Eid after in the Bein Rav and Ishmael and the Beir. Ma ish ne Beir Shechint Chles as Yosor in Eze. Momen in Mishporos to Malecho. Hane Nam et Chles as Yosor in Eze. Momen in Mishporos to Malecho. Elo de loy after in. Lishmuel doma kumim Beir lamad nahan e Beir. Leilom after in. But then you ask, kind of beya. We don't like beya. We have to resort to Yalfusi of a Sarashavishabe. We don't like beya. Mali beya. Mali beya. Shechay ninki achachamurabe. That's why it's high. So it's mohomo. Tema behane avonis akini masoi. Shinichon brish gabi binoflu. So at the very outset, it wasn't a beya yet. Because it turned out to be a bear on the ground, not on the roof. It wasn't a bear. No one walks on the roof to trip over it. So it turned out to be a bear at Akole when it fell down. So how did it become a bear at Akole? Through the cooperation of an external factor, the wind. So maybe it's not as homo as the regular bear when somebody digs a bear or he deposits an oven in the street on the ground. So so we cannot learn it out from bear. So then we say eish techiach. Eish, so it's mazik through the cooperation of an external agency, the wind, and still it was nechayef also. Mali eish achin da'ati lech lazik. So it's a last shove. We learn how to learn mitzinu from Beiranish. From Beiranish. Now let's see the Rash. As a Torah Shabbat Shadak Lazi, Dimash Maaf Kol Shadak Lazi, Shmuros Alecho, O my Motzi La Suya, I Neish, Di Tol Deishi, Dimash Neish, Meneish, Achim Ki Achim Ulobei, Hananame Ki Achacha, Eish dechi avayim nokt mas nisen hatzat shushavet men shechin daat leirech avaleilu izik balechoson el asher vachameya niskal ben. After they fell down on the ground, then the asher vachameya tripped over them. Vichozor adin nikle mifrach malibeir shechin ki echach amurabei v'asir v'ashovet mas nisen. So this is abayisukim. For the Sarashove, we are marbe that Avonis Hakim Asoish Nichbrish Gagim in Oflo, and then Oflo Bruch Mitsuyo Viziko on the ground, so it's high. Rove has another Kimti. Rove Omar Lasuye Beira Mizgalgel, Beragrodon Ragbein. In other words, let's say, suppose there is a rope. Kigain niyah or heaven, Rashi says, Beiram is Gargil. Kiniyah heaven beshus rabbi, Uveido bin Kimolo Yiziko, Vigilgalo ragli odom beimo mokmacha vizikashom. Suppose Ruvain left a stone in the street. The street, sidewalk, the gutter. So, he left his stone. Then a human being walked, and in the course of his walking, Lord Behemoth, so pushed away the stone to another place. Then the Shimon walked. Reuven left the stone. Shimon then pushed away the stone, or the rope, to another place. And then Levi was Nizik. Be'amizgalgal be'rade odon v'al v'hechadam id afkirinu ben rab ben Yishmuel ane be'ya ma'ish ne'be'ya shechint chlas haziyosan le'ish v'rosan le'echo hanamet chlas haziyosan le'ish v'rosan le'echo lo'y afkirinu l'Yishmuel de'om ha'akulum be'ya l'madna ane be'ya le'ilom d'afkirunu v'lidom le'be'ya ma le'be'ya shechim ha'isof gom le'be'ya. When you put this an oven in this part, and then Saruven puts an oven here, and then the street here, and then Shimon trips on that spot, so it's Mice of Gomele, because the leaving of the stone in this part was the Sibe of Shimon's stripping. Mashinkin here, Ruven left the stone over there, and then Shimon walked and pushed it way to here. And then Levi tripped, so it wasn't Ruven's Maise that was Geomet. It was Ruven's leaving over there, plus Shimon's pushing from over there to here, so it's not Maise of Gomele. So how can you say it's a simple case of Be'er? It's not a simple case of Be'er. The regular Be'er is Mohomo, because there is Mice of Gomele. Here it's not Mice of Gomele. Malibesh Mice of Gomele, Tirbanishi Mice of Gomele. Sheh Yechiach. Sheh is not Mice of Gomele. Also, and still Chayev, because he was negligent, the Balashir. So here too, he was negligent. He shouldn't have left over there the stone. He should have occurred to his mind that somebody might push the stone from over there to over here, and then another person will trip. So sheyachich mali sheyachin darke leoch lazik beyotachiyach chozer adin lo yirizeh kirizeh. So according to Abaye Shukimte, the datzla shavi is mar beavonis hakimah soish nichom berish dagei vinoflu viziku bosel naiche. After it fell on the ground, so it's Yalfuse from Beer and Age. According to Rove, that's Ashovish Ben Ismar Be Beer and Misgalgel, and it's Yalfuse not from Beer and Age, but from Beer and Chair. Now let's see the Rashi. Beer and Misgalgel can be a Hemish Ram with Kimmel Iziko, Vigil Raglon, Bemon, Makmach, and Zikisham, Ibadi Rosle Komaske. Rashi the Gir say, we don't have it, but Rashi also says, Loi Garcino, but there was a Gir say, Ibadi Doas, the Arle Hamas said, Loi Garcino, Loi Goas, Bohoche Garcino, Echadam, Ida Afkirina, Ben Rabin Ishmuel, Mais of Kriosi Gomol is Hezek, Avon Mais of Shalzed, he left it over there, so it wasn't there. Luizikol rag lodum beim shigulu sheyer khiach she mai se baln goma ese kolonene izik man asa shon nok masnis so det shrovis git ravade barave se sa shove she ben izmar be la shu ritani kolil shom u peisk im museum be gear fim museum mi sa kham u ilm rishut mi sa shom gish fun shus af al pishe be shus he's allowed to empty out the pipes and then clean out the caves with all the dirt and into the street the misakshomi, but still if somebody is nizek mizik or chayov mishal. Now we ask the question, why is a chayov mishalim according to the Rashbo that Beya that is huzak? So there we say that in Shimon Nadin, because it's based upon the Maisaver of Ishmael. In case of Izik, it's not based upon the Maisaver of Ishmael. But in case of Huzak Beya, it's based upon Maisaver of Ishmael. So here is the shoes, there is no Maisaver. So there is a simple terrace. There is a Maisaver. In other words, it's many times when they do work on the sidewalk, So they put up a sign, danger, don't walk. They have a sign, and then the Yid Mevo'. So in other words, so here it's Rishus, it doesn't mean Rishus that Misak Shomim, one is allowed, Al-Tidin, to empty out all the dirt from the cave, or to empty out all the unclean water from the pipes and not warn the pedestrians. It's Birshus, let's say, B'meisachamo, even if he puts up a warning and he puts up a guard, he's still not allowed to do that because he messes up the Rishus Rabbim. But Misak Shomim, the Rishus Rabbim is messed up anyway for the rain and snow and all kinds of things, so he's allowed to mess it up a little more. But he has to warn them, he has to put up a sign, he has to stand there, or he has to ask somebody to stand there and warn the people. So melee, there is the Maisa Avera of Lishmerano. That's why he's high. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Heichadam, Ibar Likoaz Likomaski Keichel, Ela Bosad Naya Heichadam, Idaf Kirune Bein Rab Minishmul Anibeya, Maish the Beer that causes Yosla Nezak Minishrosal Lecho, Hanam is Tosas Yosla Nezak Minishrosal Lecho, Ela Yafkirinu Lishmul Damakum Beer, and Dana Nebeya, Leilam Lafkirinu, Lidomali Bey, because Mali Beer Shachin Shalai Beer Shoes. He's not allowed to put his stone. He is allowed to release the unclean water from the pipe. But he's mechuyev to watch, to warn them. So, but it's not as chomo as regular bear, tino v'hanin v'ashuz. So, she'er yechia, ma'li she'er shechim da'at yelech la'azik, bear techia, v'chozer adim, v'chozer adim. So, again, so according to Ravade, Barave, the Sashovish Ben is Marbe, Peskin the same, again from the same, Solsi Alfuse, from Beir and Chair. Now let's see the Rashi. She Yahia Shemais Ban Gomaezek, or many easy when I saw Shemna Glans Nissen, Kolelu Shomu, Koshi was the Lila Peskin the same, we give him the same. In a Kolelu Shomu, Hachomim, she knew issues, last name is Kinlish, Rabbin. Vele in Peskin, we say in Peskin, we say in Kalkum Shefrim, he shefrim ma, mechatzarein, lishus Rabbim, he gif, ma, seyem, u mashlichim divleyen lishus Rabbim, is achamun lishus, mishim shachiv noyehu, so he's not allowed to mess it up, vu mikalkai, av mizakshomim shachiv ismu luchlocheis, they are messed up anyway, yish lem lishus, vi aval bishim lishus, bez mashlichim, zikhayovin, keichu vayno odum tonum masnisim, sheya, יחיח מלי שיש רנדת לך להזיק שבשוס בז נו מעליך בשוס הרבים שאי כל עולם יש לו ישוס ביקר במיזוק חייב אף אני יובי ונעשה של מסניסן רבינה אומר לעשו יוד איתנן רבינה סוכים תהי something else the so shavish ben is marbe hod it na akis of you and shnof the shus rabbin vizi kupat ha moshalem nos lo is man lo kisil nisos ha keisa vinof lo bishich ha zman vizi kupat ha lach ha zman chayet hei chedo mi daf kre bein rab bein ishmu ila ne beir ma ish ne beir de ziki mos shmos no lecho han name ziki mos shmos lecho ila af kirinu ishmu lo makon beir ma adva ne beir lom daf kirinu ולידום לבאר, it's not the regular bear. מה לבאר שרין תחלס עשיוס לי נזק? But he had the קייסל ואילון, when he planted אילון and he built the קייסל. So it wasn't his calling anyway. But then he became dilapidated and Bezdin gave him, let's say, 10 days to tear it down, and then he didn't tear it down in the 10 days, and then it collapsed, and then somebody tripped over it. So it's not chilas, as Yosei, linezek, mali beer shechen tchilas linezek, tem banishin tchilas linezek, sheyachiach, mali sheer shechen tachir lechalazik, beer tachir chozer adin. Now the Rashi. Mai shem beer shechen zik emotsu, vidar shnif shum beimes, vikashi om dulcidam on lil, the regla zik emotsu, vle beer lad pirchi, the beer zik emotsu, avle emotsu kol kach, ki regal, she kol shoy maleches, tchilas bin akeisel, mkasinu lo yol nezek. All right, now, in these, all these maziki, whether it's Avonis Akimu Masoi Shnichem Bosh Gadu Venoflu Veiziku Lacha Shnoflu Lacha Shnochlu. So according to Abaye Sekimte, or it is Bira Mizgalgev Raglon Rag Behemo, somebody tripped, according to Rav Sekimte, or according to Abaye Barabes, Peskim Viseyem Migir from Reseyem, and somebody was Nizek, or a case of the Ilon Shnoflu. So what kind of it? It's, let's say, a Bayesikimte is a Alfuse from Beerveish. Provesikimte is a Alfuse from Beervesheer. Ravade Baravesikimte is a Alfuse from Beerencheer. From Beerencheer. So, and then Rabinesikimte is also a Alfuse from Beerencheer. So we have the Alfuses either from Beren Deish or from Beren Sheer. What can we do there? Let's take a bias kind. Avoni sakini masoi, shimichem brish gagei, v'nofen buchem tzio, v'iziku lacha shenochu on the ground. Does it have a din of Beer? Does it have a din of Eish? Does it have a din of both? What's the din? So that two shittes are shittes. The Rosh mentions two shittes. One shitte that the Rosh mentions that it has the coolest of both. Since Avonis Akinu Masoi, she nichon berish gage vinof muchanzuya viziku, the achash noch is deduced from Beren Deish, so mele it is subject to the color, to the limitations of both. In other words, Beir has a limitation, has a kule, it's potter and kale. Is potran kelim, potran odom, ktolim. And Eish has the kule, the limitation, is potafotom. So mele avonis akini masoi, shimichem bechali, vinofim tzuya viziku, is potran kelim, and on top. The Rosh is chelim. And the Rosh says, true, we learn it out from Tumilamdim. That's in the Alfusis, in the mechanism of the Alfuse. So there are two Melamdi, but then once you learn it out from these two Melamdi, we have to analyze it. What kind of a category of Mazik is it? Is it Mazik in the same way as the Bear is Mazik, or is it Mazik in the same way as the Ish is Mazik? So obviously, it's a bit of a portion that while we in the mechanism of the Alfus, we have to resort to Tumulamdin, but once it is deduced, what kind of a magic is it? What kind of a new pattern does it have? It definitely has the pattern of Beir, because Eish is Hilech Magic. So the magic approaches the Nizek by Eish. Make a fire, and then the fire spreads. Or you put Avonim Sakini Masoi on the roof, and then the cause of the motion of the fall, it is Mazik. So it's Helech Mazik. It is Mashinkim Beir, the pattern of Beir is that the Nizek comes to the Mazik. It's Huza. Here, when the Hezek takes place, is it by way of physic or by way of Huza? Obviously by way of Huza. So that means in final analysis, it has the pattern of Beir. So mele, it is potran kelim, but it's not potran tom. The Rosh here. So now we have two shittes. One shitte is that since in the mechanism, in the Alfuse, is deduced from Tumulamdin, so mele, the Dovo Halomeit is subject to the pulleys and limitations of both Lambi. And the Roshite is not. That is not important. The question is, in the finale, does it have the pattern of Beir, or does it have the pattern of Eish? And if in the finale it has the pattern of Beir, so it is only subject to the pulleys of Beir. It's Potran Kelim. It's not subject to the coolest of each. Yes? No, that's not. Il Radom, Legasim, Personal Leo, Mali Beatesis, שכן כי אך מחמור הבית, למאי דיפרי שלא חושפי שמי סוף גומר, ולפי שאורך מסי עלי, אבל מוסטר נפחה חוך המעלי בייר, שכן מי סוף גומר, להיתן לבו נסקי, אלא לפי דיפירך שכן כי אך מחמור הבית, חושפי דעש דרכו מן השיר יחייך, אלא איש רדה, ויקמון גם לבירה מסגלגל פורך מעלי בייר, שכן מי סוף גומר, לישי החוסום, שכן כי אך מחמור הבית, די חנימה, תימא ברמסגל שכיח מורבי תימש מלאה בבייר על די כיח אחר וזהיני שרי נעשה בייר ולוי כיח אחר ושווניך בשוס רבים לעשוי ברמסגל גן בכל הספורים כוסוף איבא דקומאס לקומאס ככיחה ופירש הקונטרס לוי גורס לי וואי לי גורס לי וואי דוזנט חשי אליי כוואיר דוז חשי מג'נדת גרסי בצרונגו ודת גרסי So the Tarasid Vitaimish in Amil, he came by Meniach, in Dagon Shal Meodom, he's been in Bidrochim. Ubarat Kolem Name, in Chayim, in Tarno Amazik. So in other words, Ibad Komaz Le Komaz Ke Keich, he was in other words, he flew vein, left his string, in the street, on the sidewalk, and then Shimon walked, and the string, he wasn't seeing it. So the string so wound around Shimon's foot, and then it was mazik, sheirch, meir, or another. So b'hadi kazle komaske, so keichu, so mele the Shimon wound whose foot became entangled and wound in the string that Reuven left. He should be chayv keichu. So Rashi doesn't like that Kirsi. Why? Because how could the Gemara say Kirchiru, Shimon should be chayev? But the Gemara says Namniach, in Darkon shall be odon leizbenin bidrochi. So the Gemara says, in the case where somebody leaves a cart in the street, Reuven leaves a cart in the street, and then Shimon, he walks, he doesn't see, and he steps on it, and he breaks it, so is Potter. And Teisa says, why is it Potter? In the Gemara says, in Dagosh, beginning of Miniach, so is an honest Gomor. He's an honest Gomor. How can it work? The person walks, he doesn't walk and look down the way I do. I have to do it, unfortunately. But he walks, he keeps his eyes raised. The average man doesn't keep his eyes down. Some mele, how could he notice there is a cat? So he's an honest gomor. Some mele, Rashi says, we couldn't be geirish. Ibad azle kamaski keichu. Some mele, if Reuven left his string on the sidewalk, and then Shimon's foot became entangled, and bade the gazle, it hits Isher v'chameir. So he should be chayev. So he should be chayev. How could the Gemara say he should be chayev? He's an honest gomor. Like the Gemara in Amniach, when Reuven left a cart in the street, and then Shimon stepped on it and broke it, he's potter. That's why. So b'chol asfron kosov b'ayz kosov kamas kekeichu u'pirish akund l'igoras l'ibi taime mishnabrino l'ikam v'amniach in d'akon shal meodun l'izbenim b'idrochim. So he's potter. So how does the Gemara say ibad asla kamas kekeichu that he should be chayev u'balat hakole namein l'chayev mitam odom amazik and the one elo mishum d'choshif kruach mitzuyo v'have yishe. So maybe the cash of the Gemara is behind the Gazla Kamaske Kechiu. So the cash is not that Shimon should be chayev, but the Truvin should be chayev. Why is Kechiu? But Kechiu implies he's mamish on Amazik. He's not mamish on Amazik. The most that could happen is the fact that an Odom could, a foot or a behemoth leg could become entangled in the string is like a ruach mitzuyo. So mele, the one who left the string could be mechuyev mitzadeish, but not mitzadeh amazik. So true, even according to Mandoma, the tishim shmachitzov, but the loshen should be eishu, not keichel. Here the Gemara is the according to the Gemara keichel, so it means it should be chayv misadona mazik pure and simple, not without recourse to Rabbi Yechonin shite the tishim shmochitzav. So that's why Rashi rejects the Gemara. So Rashi says, Teisha says, we don't have to be meichel the girls. They only meichel the shekach. The linian kidei shel yelcho kol kach bechizek sheyatizu v'yasiku darker is benin shap. In other words, it can be girls. I bad because like a mask kechel. Some male shimen, the one whose foot became entangled. And he was mazik, so he should be mochim salona mazik. But you ask why is it distinguished from the Gemara at the beginning of Meniach, when Ruvein left the garden, the street, and then Shimon stepped upon it. There, he didn't push it, he just stepped on it. So that's a very normal practice. Because the person doesn't walk like this, he walks like this. So how could he have noticed the cat? The cat is not a bulky thing, it's a small thing. So he's an honest gombo. Mashinkin here, when he didn't step, but he just pushed it, and the heat, he threw the heaven or the string, and shira, chamir, and rodop. This is not an ordinary act that is done by a person, even if he's not negligent. But to throw, so such a case is darker as me. You see, because if you bump against something, so then you are notice that there is something that in which you are entangled. So you couldn't say it's an honest gum. So maybe we can be theirs. How can you say that the Balat HaKol is also Chayev? No, the Balat HaKol should not be Chayev. Only the person whose foot became entangled in the string or in the heaven, he should be Chayev. Avol hoche amigalgo badeu teida dimidli keish ubo acher visor aftalis chaveri oi chof abeir. So what does Tesis say? Tesis mentions kama lochas here. So he says, at first he says, So if Ruvain left his string in the street, and then Shimon walked, and his foot became entangled in the string, and then, in the course of walking, so it was thrown by him. It was thrown by him, and an odom, and he was mazik an odom, and sheir v'chameir was mazik sheir v'chameir. So the Gemara kashi is ibad razlok hamask keichu. So Shimon should be chayev by himself, and Ruvain who left the string should be totally gamma. But we say sheir v'odom shedoch lebeir l'nizok n'kulim chayovim. So this is kash avol hoche hamigalgal badeu teda di midli keish u bache vi sorf tal is khavire u khof a beir u bache vi do khaf she khavir li sechi in svore she is khay bala beir u bala ish va am galgel brag le behimo i va am galgel brag le behimo im hisig bade da so is khay vu shneem bala beim bala ta kola but am ga if another musim galgel then it's not is khay vu shneem then only the other is khay. Let's say, if, let's say, Reuven left his string in the sidewalk, and then a behemoth walked, and her leg, her foot became entangled, and she was mazik, then the Reuven who left the string is chayev hef, and Shimon, who is the owner of the behemoth, is also chayev hef. But in the case when not Shimon's behemoth became entangled in that string, but Shimon himself, his foot became entangled in the string, then the kasha of the Gemara is Shimon should be the only one to be chayev, because it's like hitli keish ubo acher visor aftal es chaverei uchofar ubo acher vidoch afshe chaver liseichei. So Shimon is like the one who throws the talis in the fire that was made by Reuven. Shimon is like the one who throws somebody or a sheir into the bear that was dug by Reuven. But the question is, what's the equation between the case of Hilkeisha Bacha Vishar of Talis Chaveirei and the case where Reuven left a string in the string?